just still like babies as far as like coming into our own. Just how much we change all the time is like, to me, just like incredible. Like I'll think of suddenly like a story, we'll be in band practice and someone will tell a story about 6 months ago about some gig, and it's only 6 months ago, but in my mind it seems like 3 years ago, you know, as far as I'm like, whoa, as far as how much I feel I've grown as a person, or how far our band has grown as far as like musicians as a whole, you know. So and it's really hard because I think all the time about had we never sold one record, right? We would never, if you're a band, you've never sold one record and you're not concerned about that, you feel free to progress completely on your own. That's why I feel like so many of the best musicians and best artists are people that are completely unknown and had no notoriety, because they had no pressure on as far as like what their music is supposed to be or what it's supposed to sound like. They can just like grow naturally. But as soon as you start touring, and as soon as people start expecting from you, it's nearly impossible to ignore that stuff, you know? You start to think like, well, this, and you see it happen with nearly all bands that have critical or commercial success. A lot of times they tend to like stick with what they did on the last record, or like maybe change it a little bit, but not deviate too much, right? And then 4 albums later, they're still making the same album, and no one cares about them because it's like been there, done that. Or there's someone like Bob Dylan who changed dramatically from record to record for his whole career, and it would always take people like 3-4 years to catch up, you know? When Nashville Skyline came out, it was right after Highway 61 came out, which was like, you know, blew everyone away as far as just like this new rock and roll sound, this new like thing, even though like the people that were into his folk shit were like, thought it was like, it was rubbish, right?
Yeah.
This electric sound. But then suddenly everyone's into the electric sound, and suddenly he puts out a country record, or puts out, you know, I think he put out John Wesley Harding after that, which if you listen to Highway 61 and listen to John Wesley Harding, there couldn't be two more opposite records. So everyone's like totally against it, except some like hip college kids who are into it, right? And then, but like 4 years later, everyone's talking about how that record is like groundbreaking, yeah. You know? So it's just like, and I totally, like, someone like Bob Dylan, that's why I definitely look up to Bob Dylan, like, because it's like, he had no fear in changing, you know? He had no fear in evolving. And also, he was able to make commercial success enough where he could pay the bills and not have to worry about that either. But there's plenty of examples of artists that have had zero commercial success and have no fear of changing and no fear of doing what they do, even if people hate it. And then, like, 10 years later, you know,
yeah,
they're the shit. Everyone, like, agrees that they're amazing, you know?